Again, we're reading in the writings of Rabash. The article is, what is the reason for which Israel were rewarded with the inheritance of the land in the work? Okay, so we're starting to study preparation for Passover sources, and due to that we're starting already now in an article in Rabash, volume 2, what is the reason for which Israel were rewarded with the inheritance of the land in the work. So there's a Pesach book there in Hebrew, where it can be read as well. And we have in the writings of Rabash as well. In Kabbalah Media, you can find it. This is what we're starting with, meaning from now on, all the lessons we have in the morning, in the evening, doesn't matter when, will be until the end of the holiday of Pesach, only on the topic of Pesach. Because it's a very important topic. It's the main thing that we learn is the Exodus from Egypt, the reason for it, the means for exiting Egypt, and therefore, this is the main, a very essential topic. It's not relative to the times that we're in, but it has to do with the spiritual implementation that we have. So we'll start, God willing, the holiday of Pesach materials, just so that you know, every single material that we're talking about is all, each and every one of them, associated with the topic of Pesach. The verse says, it is not for your righteousness or the integrity of your heart that you are going to inherit their land, but it is because of the wickedness of the nations that the Lord your God is driving them out from before you, and in order to fulfill the oath that the Lord swore to your forefathers. We should understand this, for it implies that the reason that the Creator gave the inheritance of the land to the people of Israel is, as it is written, because of the wickedness of the nations, the Lord your God is driving them out from before you. That is, were it not for the wickedness of the nations, there would not be any interest in giving the inheritance of the land. We should also understand the second reason. He says that it's because the Lord swore to your forefathers. Were it not for the oath, would the Creator not need to give the land to the people of Israel? This is difficult to understand. Our sages said the world was created only for Israel, meaning that all the good things that exist in the world are for Israel. This implies that it is for different reasons that the people of Israel are given the good, expansive, and coveted land, a land flowing with milk and honey. The text provides two reasons. One, the wickedness of the nations, and two, the oath that he swore to your forefathers. Yet the writing tells us that we should not be mistaken that the reason he is giving us the inheritance of the land is our righteousness and the integrity of your heart. Rather, it is for the two above mentioned reasons. Baal HaSulam said about what is written, and he said to him, to give you this land to inherit it. He said, how will I know that I will inherit it? And he said to Abraham, know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and they will be tormented for 100 years, and afterwards they will come out with great possessions. He asked, what is the answer that Creator replied to the to what Abraham asked? How will I know that I will inherit it? The Creator said, know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and afterwards will come out with great possessions. This means that the answer was to the question, how will I know? That is, that Abraham says that he wants guarantees about the inheritance. So the Creator answers him, so that by his answer, this answer, he will be certain of the inheritance of the land. Thus, we should understand the answer, for it contains a guarantee of the inheritance. He said that this means that when the Creator told him to give you this land to inherit it, Abraham saw the greatness and importance of this land, since the matter of the inheritance of the land refers to Malchut, which receives all the lights from above and bestows upon the souls, since Malchut is called the Assembly of Israel. Abraham saw, according to that, the rule that there is no light without a kli, meaning that there is no filling without a lack, that if the Creator were to give to Israel a little bit of illumination and awakening from above, they will settle for little and will have no need for their higher degrees. As a result, Abraham saw that there was no way for the people of Israel to receive the inheritance of the land, since they have no need for it. This was the question, how will I know? It is not that he did not believe that the Creator had told them what the Creator told them. Rather, his question was that he said that he could not see that they would have a need for it, meaning that they may remain in the middle, kind of like that, between this and that. They understand what spiritual path is, and they long somewhat for the goal, but they cannot, because they have no need to give all the forces needed in order to go through Egypt and reach the land of Israel, meaning the desire in order to bestow. Yes? Just as when a person is given some very precious thing, but if he has no need for it, a person cannot enjoy it. It turns out that although from the perspective of the giver, if they are given the inheritance of the land without the need, they will not be able to enjoy it. Although from the perspective of the giver, everything is fine. But if the lower one has no need for it, what can the giver do? This is what Abraham asked. The answer was, know for certain that your descendants will be strangers, meaning that they will be in exile in Egypt, which is called a land that is not theirs, meaning that the people of Israel who want to work for the sake of the Creator, the Egyptians will control them. Each time the people of Israel will want to come out of exile, as it is written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and their cry went up to God from the work. Generally, the nations of the world are called will to receive for oneself. However, there are many desires in the will to receive, and each desire is attributed to a specific nation. This is why they are called, in general, the 70 nations of the world, corresponding to the 17 discernments of the desire. This extends in a manner of one opposite the other, meaning opposite the 7 Sfirot of Kedusha, which are Chagat Nehim, each of which consists of 10 Sfirot, which together make 70 nations. Also, there's the discernment of Israel, which are named after Yasharkel, straight to the Creator. These are opposite from the will to receive for oneself, but are rather discerned as the desire to bestow upon the Creator. In other words, he wants to bring contentment to his Maker. Therefore, since the Egyptians controlled them, they had to do all their work for the Egyptians and not for the Creator. This is why it says, and the children of Israel sighed from the work. It means that the children of Israel wanted to work for the sake of the Creator, but the Egyptians controlled them. This is why they sighed. That is, they saw that not only were they not progressing, they were retreating. This is why it is written, and their cry went up to God from the work. Then when they saw that they could not emerge from exile by themselves, they asked the Creator, as it is written, and their cry went up to God. That is, the Creator helped them come out from the exile in Egypt. This is as the Zohar says about what was said, he who comes to purify is aided. It asks, with what? And it replies, with a holy soul. It follows that specifically when they are under the governance of evil due, they see, each time more so, the governance of evil. At that time, a person comes to feel two things. One, the will to receive, which is the governance of the Egyptians, is so bad that it removes him from the Creator. That is, before he began the work in order to bestow, he did not know how much harm the will to receive causes him. This is so for the known reason that a person is not shown the power of the evil at once. Rather, he is shown bit by bit. For otherwise, he will immediately escape from the work and say that this is not for him. According to the above, we should interpret the words of Maimonides, who says that the matter of Lishma is not revealed to a person in the beginning of the work. But until they gain knowledge and acquire much wisdom, they are shown that secret little by little. We should understand what it means that they're shown that secret little by little. We should understand how there can be such a thing as little by little. After all, when a person is told that he must do everything Lishma, everything is revealed to him. What else is there to reveal? We should interpret that when he says they are shown, who is it that shows them the secret of the matter of Lishma? We should also understand what he says, until they gain knowledge and acquire much wisdom. Who knows that one has been rewarded with until they gain a knowledge and acquire much wisdom? We can understand this as the Zohar says about the verse, or make it known to him that he has sinned. He asks, who made it known to him? And he replies, the Creator. We should understand why he says that the Creator makes it known to him that he has sinned. In what way did he inform him? We should inform this in the manner that is written in the Sulam. If one engages in Torah and mitzvot even for his own pleasure, through the light in it, he will still feel the lowliness and terrible corruptness in the nature of receiving for oneself. At that time, he will resolve to retire from this nature of reception completely, and completely devote himself to bestow contentment upon his Maker. Then the Creator will open his eyes to see before him a world filled with utter perfection, without any deficiencies whatsoever. Now we can understand how the Creator informs him that he has sinned. We should interpret that even when a person learns Lolishma, the light in it informs him that the will to receive is the cause of all the evil, the obstructor to man's ability to receive these delight and pleasure that he wishes to give to the created beings. And the light in the Torah is regarded as the Creator notifying to a man that he has sinned. We should also interpret why Maimonides says that we must begin to accustom a person to work in Lolishma, and not in lishma. This is so because the matter of lishma is revealed to a person by his receiving the light of the Torah. It follows that if he does not engage in Torah, even if lo lishma, from where will he take the light of the Torah? This is why Maimonides says that we must begin with lo lishma. By this we will understand what we asked. Who knows if they have been rewarded with much wisdom? So it is permitted to reveal to them the matter of lishma. The answer is that the light in the Torah knows how much they are inspired by the light of Torah, and to the extent it is possible to reveal to them the matter of lishma. By this we will understand what Maimonides says, that they are shown that secret little by little, meaning that the matter for the sake of the Creator means not for one's own sake, and a person must feel that what is not for one's own sake, and this reveals to him the light of the Torah. Hence, each time the light shows him the amount of bad that is in the will to receive, since through the light that a person receives from the Torah, he sees each time a little bit of the bad that there is in the will to receive. This is why he says that he is shown little by little. Evil is interpreted in two manners. One, the quality of the evil, meaning how much one loses by receiving for himself. Two, how much the body objects the work of bestowal. Those two, a person receives from the light in the Torah, little by little. This is the meaning of the words, they are shown that secret little by little. Meaning that through the light that he receives from the Torah in Lo Lishma, he reveals the two above matters. In other words, the measure of the evil found in the will to receive, and the measure of resistance of the body each time to a greater extent, when one sees that he is able to overcome. This is why it says, little by little, meaning that each time the light reveals to him, which is called that it is impossible to reveal it to him at once. Now we can understand what we asked. Why does the writing say that specifically through the wickedness of the nations, they were rewarded with the inheritance of the land? The reason is that the Creator promised Abraham that in this way, meaning if Israel suffer from the Egyptians in exile, meaning all the nations of the world with all the bad qualities in them want to control the people of Israel, and the people of Israel want specifically to do everything for the sake of the Creator and not for the sake of the 70 nations. At that time, they feel the lack, and they will see that they are powerless to overcome them. Then they will see that the children of Israel sighed from the work, and their cry went to God from the work. At that time, the Creator will give them the required help for this. That is, each time they will be rewarded with the Holy Soul, and this will be the reason that the children of Israel will need to receive the inheritance of the land, since they will receive it out of necessity, meaning to save themselves from the control of the nations of the world. This is the meaning of the words, but it is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord your God is driving them out from before you. In other words, specifically through the wickedness of the nations, the Creator can give them the inheritance of the land of Israel. Since the sensation of bad when they reveal that this evil obstructs from achieving nearness to the Creator, for this is all that we need. Since the matter of near or far in spirituality is a matter of equivalence of form. And when there is equivalence of form between the light and the light dresses in the kli. Hence the sensation of evil, called wickedness of the nations, causes the need to be rid of the evil, of the bad. And then a person starts to purify himself from reception for oneself, and sees that it is out of his hands. At that time, he begins to pray to the Creator to help him. As our sages said, he who comes to purify is aided. As said in the words of the Holy Zohar, he is given a holy soul. In other words, each time he receives help from above by being given a soul, it follows that the ascents and descents are the reason that cause the need and desire to receive the inheritance of the land. This is why he says that the reason is that the Lord swore to your forefathers. That is, it is not that the reason it was, is that he swore to your forefathers, and this is why he is giving them the inheritance of the land. We asked, but our sages said about what is written, Bereshit, in the beginning, there is no Reshit, no beginning, but Israel. It follows that it was all for Israel, and not because of the oath he swore to the forefathers. Yet we should interpret that when the people of Israel are qualified to receive the inheritance of the land, meaning when they have a need for the inheritance of the land, because, as he says, but it is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord your God is driving them out from before you. This is the reason that the children of Israel will inherit it and will inherit the land. It is known that the land is called Malchut, and Malchut is called the Assembly of Israel, since she assembles within her everything that there is in Zeranpin, which is called Israel. This is called the unification of the Creator and His Shekhinah. Through this unification, abundance pours out to the souls. All this comes from the beginning of the thought of creation. As our sages said, there is no beginning but Israel. This means that the purpose of creation, which is the desire to do good to its creations, refers to the children of Israel. But in what way will they receive the delight and pleasure? The text tells us about this, that the main reason by which they are made fit to receive is that due to the wickedness of the nations, and also to fulfill the oath that the Lord swore to your forefathers. The inheritance of the land is as he notified it to Abraham when Abraham asked, how will I know that I will inherit it? The Creator's answer was that the children of Israel would be in exile, meaning in the wickedness of the nations. It therefore follows that a person cannot ascend the rungs of holiness unless he feels a deficiency in the state he's in. That is, the deficiencies and sufferings that he feels give him a need to find a way by which to satisfy his deficiencies. But if he does not feel any lack within him, although he might know that there he has deficiencies in the work, but this does not pain him. So this lack cannot be satisfied because he does not seek counsels for it. And without an awakening from below, meaning without a person asking the Creator from the bottom of the heart, the prayer cannot be answered, because if he is not suffering from the absence, he cannot ask with all his heart. This is as is written in the Midrash, seeking good. Seeking good, for the Lord your God blessed you in all the works of your hands, even if you sit idly. This meaning of the meaning of all the works of your hands is that if he did, he is blessed, and if not, he is blessed, not blessed. We therefore see that without an awakening from below, meaning if there is no work on the part of the lower one, the blessing cannot come. The question is why? The answer is that when a person begins to work, the work gives him the need for it. That is, there is a difference in the need for the matter. This means that we should understand to what extent a person obtains and wants to obtain what he wants. Since the work and the counsels that a person invests in order to obtain what he wants expand the lack of the matter. So when he obtains it, he will be able to enjoy it. Therefore, when we're speaking in the work, although there is a need within man to ascend in the work, that need still does not make within him a necessity for the matter. So naturally, he is given something from above, and he still does not know how to appreciate what he is given. He will lose it into the Satracha, and since he will not be wise enough to know how to appreciate something in spirituality. This is as our sages said, who is a fool? He who loses what he is given. That is, when a person does not know how to appreciate when he is given some nearing from above, it promptly leaves him and he suffers a descent, since he does not know how to keep the nearing. Normally, if someone is permitted to enter somewhat into the king's courtyard, he is concerned and seeks ways by which to enter the king's house, and he does not settle for being in the king's courtyard. Therefore, when a person is brought a little closer, he is happy that he was brought closer, and does not worry about finding ways to go forward. Therefore, that person is thrown outwards. Then, when he suffers a descent, which is called a road accident, meaning that he had an accident as he was going to approach the king, that is, another car crashed into his car, meaning that the car of the corporeal world crashed into the car of the desire to bestow. And then all the vitality that he had from the desire to bestow departed from him, and he was left unconscious. In other words, now he feels that he no longer has spiritual life. Rather, until he gradually recovers and begins to feel that his entire vitality on which he now lives is only from the will to receive for himself. At that time, he begins to seek advice once more how to re-enter the work of bestowal. It follows that in order to have a deficiency, to need to ascend the degrees of the work of bestowal, he is given from above the descent, so he would have a need to advance. Since without a real need, a person cannot receive what he should obtain. Hence, if a person wants to keep himself from having a road accident, he should keep himself so he does not crash with the car of the will to receive. By this, he will be certain that he will not lose what he has given, meaning the ascent he has received. According to the above, we should interpret what is written, "Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there." We should interpret that in the work, a person must remember that he had an ascent before he came to an ascent, meaning that the Creator let him feel the bad in him. In other words, a person should believe that this feeling that he is a slave amongst the Egyptians, namely that he has no permission to do anything for the sake of the Creator, but all he does is only for the sake of the Egyptians within man. This comes from the Creator. Afterwards, he must remember that now that he is in a state of ascent and feels that he is somewhat close to Kedusha, he must remember that he should go forward. Therefore, now he must remember that as he was previously a slave, meaning that he was in a state of descent, now he also needs to find within him a lack, so he will need to go forward. Otherwise, he will have to be given a descent from above, since without a need, a person cannot advance and must stay in the state he is in. Therefore, in order not to need to be given a descent, during the ascent, he must find him, within him a place of Elek. This is the meaning of what is written, remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there. It therefore follows that a person should begin the work like the general public, meaning in practice, and to aim that it will be for the sake of the Creator. This means that a person observes Torah and mitzvot because the Creator gave us the Torah of life, whereby observing what the Creator commands us, we will be rewarded, as our sages said, you can trust your landlord to reward you for your work. By this, we will be happy in this world and happy in the next world. The fact that we must believe that even if views and thoughts that do not let us believe come to us, we must ask the Creator to give us the power to believe. Afterwards, there is a higher degree, which is not in order to receive a reward. Rather, he is rewarded with feeling that observing Torah and mitzvot is regarded for him as though he is serving a great king. From this, we come to inherit the land. Well, this took us half an hour. Questions? It's hard to ask according to such a long article, yes? Well, nevertheless. Yes.
So it turns out that the lack is given from the Creator to the person?
The Creator gives everything. Where else would a person take it from? Both the deficiency and the filling. You'll have evening and you'll have morning one day. It all comes from above.
Here says a person needs to find a place for the deficiency.
A person needs to search, that's correct. But as a result of the seeking of the search, the feeling of day and feeling of night comes to him, it all comes to him that way.
But the lack needs to be acquired. I need to want that. You need to have a lack for the lack. To receive the lack also?
The Creator brings a person to the place where he needs to bow before the place and care how he's connecting with the others, how he receives from the others, how they can bestow to him, and that's how he advances. Meaning he is given to a person, he's given the possibility to advance. But the deficiency for spirituality, certainly he doesn't have. If he had a deficiency for spirituality, he would have spirituality as well. Because we don't need more than the Kli. The upper light, the abundance, is in absolute rest. It fills all of reality. We just need to awaken the lack. And we can awaken the lack by one will help his friend. As I hear from the others, learn from the others what's in them, and I'm envious. And I want, and I connect together with them, and that's how I come to a state of a deficiency. Yes? What
about the road accident? If a person is given a descent in a vehicle, collides with his vehicle, and that the spiritual vehicle collides with the other vehicle.
Yes?
Does it mean a person needs to go without the sense?
How? No. Not that it's without the sense, but that he will see the sense himself. I'm in a state where just as it was yesterday, also today. Or like it was 10 minutes ago, also now. And then I'm already not satisfied. Why am I not advancing? Why don't I have more of a deficiency for bestowal, for vikut, for all that? I don't have it. I begin to awaken myself, but I don't have any desire for it. It's true that you don't have any desire or any lack. Do all that you're capable in order to awaken the deficiency for it. But I don't have it, So you have friends. So you have books.
So a person can't be drawn to these states. He needs to always...
Only the environment. If you're alone, even if there are around you 1,000 books before you and the computer's open with all that you can imagine, there's no desire, no deficiency, you can't overcome. We overcome only out of envy, lust, honor, which bring a person out of this world.
It's by connecting, talking to each other, and this is the solution?
Yes. That's the main thing. To discover the state as a descent, that we need an ascent. Okay? Good. Yes?
How do you keep this closeness?
Keep this getting closeness to the Creator or to the friends? To the Creator? That's by you constantly wanting to be closer and closer. Nothing can be left. Spirituality is movement. It's non-stop movement. Meaning I need to constantly be readied for advancement, for the revelation of a greater deficiency. Okay? Yes?
He writes that the feeling of bad causes him a desire to get rid of the bad. How does this work?
That's called Egypt. Altogether, why do we enter the period called Egypt, where I feel that my will to receive is evil? Before that, I don't feel it as bad. At first, I discover that it's good, actually. It's not... It's okay. All in all, it's okay. My will to receive, by it, I... profit, succeed, fill myself with all kinds of pleasures. Why is it bad? It's not bad. It's not bad at all. But if the Creator for me is greater than all the other pleasures, then I see that all the desires that take me to the other fillings, then they're to my detriment. And I want, instead of for myself, for this desire of the Creator. So I scrutinize the evil from the bad. From the good, and from the good from the evil.
So what does that reforming light do? That reforming light in the Torah, what does it cause you to see the bad more and more?
Yes, but it appears only if I give him the conditions to illuminate. The light in the Torah illuminates. We need to understand that the light illuminates from the whole kli to the shattered kilim that wants to reach the whole kli. And then it turns out that to the extent in which we connect, to the extent in which we get closer, we awaken the light. Not that we need to draw it, but through getting closer between us, in practice, we attract it. The light is inside the whole kli. As much as we long for and try to reach the whole kli, we awaken it. We're there. Yes.
Why is the result a feeling of bad?
As a result of that, you feel what state you're in, and that's called evil. Yes.
Where do actions of bestowal come in here? To bestow contentment to the Creator. Why is the result always in actions of connection always evil, bad? Why do you have to feel it that way?
What is bad considered? It's qualitative bad. Let's say you understand that you can't bestow contentment. Well, that's how you discover it. The result of your actions that you want to connect is that you cannot connect. That's what's being shown to you. The result that you want to bestow that you can't bestow, it's all disclosure of the measure of Egypt until you come to a state that I'd rather my death than my life. And the people of Israel sighed from the work. You're not capable anymore, and you're crying out. I mean, you truly need the help of the Creator. Before that, you think that you can, with all kinds of means of your own, to benefit your situation.
But what's the purpose of Egypt? Is to see that you can't do it in your own efforts?
Yes, eventually that, but you need the Creator. All our presence in Egypt is that we're in a state that is contradicted to the Creator, and in order to leave it, we have to have the help of the Creator. Okay? Yes.
If I make an action towards the 10, and at that moment I get the fire in that direction, and then blow after blow, you said that I need to ask of the Creator for help. What exactly am I saying to the Creator? What help am I asking for? If I ask for myself, then the blows will increase, they'll get stronger. Intensify. What does a 10 ask for? Everyone in their 10 ask in that moment, at this moment. Rav, you already got confused 10 times. Give one sentence. You, the 10, this, that. Give a normal state. Question. If a person has done everything that they can do, everything they have done towards getting closer, and all the blows are just intensifying, what's the correct request from the Creator for help? Rav, that the Creator will open his eyes. Why he's not succeeding? Yeah, ask. You can ask for anything. But you ask according to the deficiency. If you see that you've done everything you can and you can't do anything more, then ask to know what more to do. Question that I'm already doing. I'm already asking how not to get these blows anymore. Not to get the blows. No, but from these results, what am I trying to get from all of these blows? I want to do the correct actions. Rav, to pray to him to tell him to stop with these blows. No, I'm doing that. Rav, tell him, okay, leave me alone. No, I don't want him to leave me alone. Rav, so what do you want? If he doesn't leave you alone, then you feel the blows. So what do you want? Hanukh, I know that he's taking care of me for my benefit, for my good. These are his ways. But right now I'm being burned. I can't breathe from it. I am in a tent. I'm learning. And everything I can do, I do. And I want to do it correctly. I want to see that I'm helping the friends. And not me causing this whole reality where neither of us can breathe. How do I ask correctly that I'm in a reality that me and my friends, and maybe with me inside of them, can breathe correctly together with the Creator? What's the correct request? Rav, it seems to me that it's the most egoistic request. I don't know if it's egoistic or not. I want to know what am I meant to ask for from the Creator. Everything that I know to do, I've done. Rav, to ask the Creator to know what to do. That's it. That he'll direct you to the correct actions. Hanukh, I'm doing that already for a while. Rav, so I don't know what more to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. Ask from the friends, pray together, try together to do it this way. That you'll understand what to do. All of you together. And by that, you'll succeed. And if not, not. The important thing is to plead to the Creator to do contentment for Him. If you want to do contentment for Him, then it doesn't matter what state you're in, as long as you're directed towards Him, then it's already something great, and you're delighted from it, even if you're not receiving anything. That's it. Try. Try and feel that the blows that you're receiving are also coming from the Creator. Chanuch, that they're coming from the Creator, I have no doubt about that. I know that it's educating me towards the direct path. I know that I need to have the connection with the Creator and the contact, and the friends are doing everything that they can do. I have no doubt about that. There's nothing more to do. We've done everything that we can do. And a friend that's in front of me in the tent. Rav, it could be that the Torah is not okay. Maybe there's something wrong with the Torah. If you're doing everything and you're not receiving, then maybe the method is not okay. What do you want from me? I want to know from you, how can I ask from the Creator correctly? Me and my friends, we need to ask for help that we will be good students. Simple, without any, that we'll be able to live, be good people in society, be good friends, like it's written in the book, without all of these blows. Right. The main thing is to get rid of these blows. Hanukkah, I don't want to get rid of them. Rav, that's what I hear. Hanukkah, it's not that I want to get rid of the blows. I want to feel that I'm helping my friends. That what I'm doing, in some way, not I want to know exactly. Rav, ask for that. Ask to help everyone. And forget about yourself. That's it. Hanukkah, so I'll stand here another 30, 40 years, and I'll do the same actions. Rav, it could be. There's nothing more you can do. I need to get to a state of love thy neighbor as yourself. That's it. And as yourself is more than yourself. I need to bestow to the ten in that way, not in words, but in heart, that I really and truly am included with them. That's it. And I'm asking from the Creator to help. That it'll help. If it doesn't work, then check yourself. There's nothing more to do. That's the answer. If you're not satisfied, I don't know. Look for a different place, a different study, a different teacher. I don't have anything to say. Really. We are studying what the Baal HaSulam and Rabash have written for us, and by that trying to follow that path. That's it. Your arguments could be correct, I'm not going to check them. You check them. See the flaws are in them. That's the way it is. More questions. Yeah. It's not clear when you're in an ascent that you can find a place of deficiency.
We need to find in a state of ascent a deficiency, otherwise it begins the descent. If he's finding a lack during the time of the ascent, then the ascent becomes a descent seemingly, and from this moment he can already begin to continue to ascend.
It's not clear. How do we make the ideal state into a descent?
We are finding a certain lack. We are finding some deficiency. I was in a certain state. I caused ascent through the connection. I received a certain satiation. Now, I usually am drawn towards a descent, continuing the descent as much as possible until I either make some efforts through the environment which shines on me, or the Creator does a favor to me, and then I rise to a higher degree. And then I once again can fall and again can ascend. And that's how each time in more and more ascents, but also in descents more and more. And this needs to be measured one against the other. I cannot ascend to some height If I don't descend here to a lack of the same height, the same depth, as that same depth is, sorry, as the same depth becomes for me this height. That's how it works. It's clear, yes? That's clear. Now the question is, how, when I am in some point here, do not seek, do not expect a descent. How do I rise? How do I ascend? So I seemingly now need to take this height of the next ascent and to imagine it now as a descent. As a descent. Where will I take that feeling of minus? Yes? If I'm alone, I have nowhere to take it from. If I'm in an environment, then I can. So we are together in an environment, and then I, who is here, begin to receive from everyone, like this. We start to receive from everyone, begin to receive from everyone a minus. This minus. And then I begin to work. Only from the lack of additional connection, I can now rise from ascent to ascent. Like this. Yes.
If I'm already in a state like you described there.
Yes, and then we are together, only together. We can't do this alone. And then we seek what we can add. Where are we? How can, maybe something is lost for us. Maybe something was lost out of someone's pocket. Like that old person who's searching us as if he lost something. And then together we can find. That's called one will help his friend. As we can supply one another more of what lack where our deficiency is in the greatness of the Creator. A deficiency for the greatness of the Lord. Which can be received only from the environment. Yes?
Feels a deficiency that's not unrealistic, because if you're already at that point, then he sees the friends as whole, perfect, and maximum greatness of the Creator.
No. You can always add in connection. In connection, you can always add.
How can we really add and not continue in that same level of connection?
Try to add and you'll see how much more is possible and more is possible, well, little by little, and you'll see that instead of ascent, descent, you're meriting an ascent. That's it. The deficiency for the greatness of the Creator comes from a deficiency for connection.
So,
if you don't have a group, you're right. There's nothing you can do. And well, I was dropped until I was risen. I'm in the hands of the heavens. But if it's in the group, then you have a kli. You have an external factor. Yes.
Is it connected that this connect the feeling of connection in the 10 to resist it, to try and be above it, to try and not calm down?
That we're missing being connected together. There's a 10 here. There's a 10 here. Yes? Let's talk now how much we can be more connected. And we will see how much we're missing, how much we're lacking. And if you're lacking, turn to the Creator. You have a deficiency already. We need to prepare a kli, right? Yes. The deficiency. A deficiency is a kli. What is the kli? We're missing more to connect. That's it. Inner compression is what we need.
We're not looking for a connection, but we're looking for that deficiency for a connection.
Connection, doesn't matter. When you search for connection, you'll see that you don't have, that there's plenty to add, and that you can't do it on your own. That we're not turning to the Creator. That's the main lack. That's like our friend was complaining here. They're not turning to the Creator. They already did everything. There's nothing to do. They're putting their hands up, giving up. Use the 10. That's the answer for everything that we need. And search together. Otherwise, you could be pacing on the spot for another 1,000 years. Because the corrected kli is the connected kli. Okay? Yes.
To continue the friends, the question is, can we reduce these sinusim? The private sinusim?
Private, individual, they cannot be. That's not right. That's cunning. It just seems to you like you're changing. You're actually in the same previs.
Continuing Chanoch, that I feel the sinusim are very high, and
because he's in the individual. We did in the 10 everything. What do you want? That's what I'm saying. Okay, then the Torah is not okay. If you did alone and you did it in the 10, then go home. And probably the Torah is not written for you. Or that you're in the end of correction. That means if you're in the 10 and you're operating the 10 and you're not taking an additional lack in the greatness of the Creator between you, it can't be. But they're doing philosophy and not work.
How can we change these sinusim that are private to sinusim of the group?
You don't have individual private sinuses. If all this work, if you're doing it alone, if you're going through it alone, it's so that you'll be fed up of it. And you come to a state that if I want to advance, I have no choice. I must be in a 10. Overcome myself, break myself, and enter the 10. With all my might. And not to feel myself there, more comfortable, more better, more convenient, but a place to discover a tendency for bestowal, for connection and bestowal. Connection is also not a good word because everyone's using it in the streets. I don't know what other, when all our words have been used already in such ways that they've been all defiled. But I need a 10 in order to bestow to them like I bestow to the Creator. So to bestow to the Creator, I'm not capable. To bestow to them, I'm trying to carry that out. And if I say along the way, I've done it all, then you did everything, that's fine. You tried already the whole Torah. What can you do? There's no more than that. There is no more. Yes.
I need to think about the next question. Sorry.
Very well. Okay. So, let's continue. What do we have? Well, read it. let's hear. Read for us for the time being. From Rabash Bet, what are the torments in the work? Our sages said, until we shall be served and we'll be go in a hasten, meaning in a bowed down elderly who's looking down at the land as if he's seeking something. And he says, until I shall be lost, that nothing has been lost of me. Even if I were in haste, I would be seeking. We should interpret that an elder one who has acquired wisdom and sees what is to be born. He's looking down to acquire empty vessels to be able to have the Creator a place to fill. Otherwise, he will remain in a state of loneliness because he doesn't feel that he is of a deficiency. And then when it is lost, the state of ascent, he begins to look for counsels how to rise once again in spirituality.